February 13th marks the 100th anniversary of the Negro Leagues, which gave African Americans the opportunity to play professional baseball when the game was segregated. Washington has strong ties to the Negro Leagues. Many notable players called the district home. One of them was a feisty right-handed pitcher named Mamie Peanut Johnson. She lived in D.C. for many decades until her death in 2017. WAMU's Esther Chamakili spoke with some of the people who were closest to Johnson for this look back at her life and legacy.
As a girl growing up in South Carolina, Mamie Johnson had a one-track mind.
I used to dream about playing professional baseball.
That's Johnson in an interview with the National Visionary Leadership Project in 2009. She spent most of her young life playing sandlot baseball with boys. In 1953, when Johnson was 18 years old, she won a spot playing with the Negro League's Indianapolis Clowns.
All I knew that I was playing professionally. I wasn't sandlot anymore.
She was one of three women to play for the Negro Leagues, all of whom were on the same team. Her nickname Peanut came from an opponent who once tried to intimidate her by saying that's what she looked like on the mound. Johnson stood just 5'3" tall, and the name suited her. In 2003, she told NPR's Bob Edwards that her male opponents often looked down on her.
But after you prove yourself as to what you came there for, then you don't have any problem out of them either, after you strike three or four of them out, and, you know, it's all right.
Johnson quit the Negro Leagues in 1955. She worked as a nurse in D.C. and remained active in youth baseball. There's even a district little league named for her.
She could strike you out with one pitch. Man or woman, she could strike you out.
That's Ralph Boulding, Johnson's brother. I met him at Ben's Chili Bowl on U Street. Outside in the alley, he's marveling at a two-story mural of his sister. The mural shows Johnson in her clown's uniform reaching to catch a ball. During her time with the Clowns, Johnson compiled a 33-8 record. There's no telling how many strikeouts she had because record-keeping in the Negro Leagues was shoddy. Boulding is sporting his Indianapolis Clowns baseball cap as he recalls the impact Johnson had on the people she met.
She drew a crowd everywhere she went. People loved her. Black kids, white kids, everybody loved her.
Sharing her story and the history of the Negro Leagues with the children she met was an essential part of Johnson's life after baseball. One young little leaguer with a strong right arm, just like Johnson's, had a particularly memorable encounter with her in the summer of 2012.
Well, at the time, I just thought it was cool that she was a pitcher, and then she was basically one of the only females, and that I was the only girl, and I was a pitcher. I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
That's Monet Davis, the young woman who stunned the world when she became the first female to pitch a shutout in the Little League World Series. Johnson was a fixture in Davis's life after that first meeting, and she even attended the ceremony when Davis's Little League jersey was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Davis, now a softball player at Hampton University, says she's thankful for that support, and she hopes to carry on Johnson's legacy.
She was just always there, no matter where I turned, she was kind of there at something big that I was having. So I always say thank you. It's one thing that I'll probably keep thinking about, and later on in life try to do the same thing for another girl or even girls that are coming up.
It's been nearly 70 years since Johnson and the other women pioneers, Toni Stone and Connie Morgan, cracked the proverbial glass ceiling. And yet a woman has never played Major League Baseball. Davis, who's 18 now, says it would be a great thing to see, but she's not sure it will happen in her lifetime. For WAMU, I'm Esther Chamakili.